Well, I think it's quite core to the whole idea of what Second Life is. It's always been a very strong core audience in the educational space. The platform itself lends itself to supporting or solving or augmenting a huge array of educational use cases or scenarios. And sometimes we're not even, you know, completely aware of all the things that you do or are able to do, because the platform does support so many possibilities to use the platform. So I think what's probably the most important thing is to make sure that we hear your needs and what can we do to make Second Life an even more valuable educational resource and community than it currently is. So I think it sort of, it just comes with the territory of being the type of platform that it is, that it makes a huge amount of sense for education. Maybe we can chat about Sansar as well. Sansar is a different product that supports virtual reality hardware, but you know, it's still in early beta. But it's you know, it's another tool or another platform for you guys to experiment with in addition to Second Life, as you see fit. So yeah, I've spent quite a bit of time with Jeremy Bailenson at Stanford, and just the research he's doing, and just understanding how virtual reality and virtual the ability for people to express themselves or experience things in virtual worlds and virtual reality, and how powerful of a mechanism or powerful of a medium that is to help people both teach and learn and train across almost everything that human beings do. So, yeah, it's very near and dear to us. And so, yeah, that's my first thoughts on it.